AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died in Arizona. She was 93. O'Connor had complications related to advanced dementia and respiratory illness. The AP Sagar Magani reports O'Connor made history in 1981.
Sonia Sotomayor was 2 years out of law school. There were no female Supreme Court justices.
There were bets being taken whether it would happen in our lifetime or not.
O'Connor remembered the day she was nominated.
I wasn't sure what I ought to do.
Saying it's all right to be the first female justice. She just didn't want to be the last. And she wasn't. Ruth Bader Ginsburg served with her, and then with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. Amy Coney Barrett joined the court after Ginsburg's death. I'm Sagar Magani.
George Santos from New York becomes the sixth member of the House to be expelled.
Under Clause 5D of Rule 20, the chair announces to the House that in light of the expulsion of the gentleman from New York, Mr. Santos, the whole number of the House is now 434.
More from the AP's Jake Offenhartz.
Just 5 members of Congress in the body's history have been expelled, 3 for their support of the Confederacy during the Civil War, and 2 others after they were convicted on public corruption charges. So Santos' expulsion here is really unprecedented in some ways in that he hasn't been convicted of a crime, and it's the first time that a member of Congress has been expelled in more than 2 decades.
There are reports of dozens of Palestinians killed as the fighting resumes between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel is being told to protect civilians.
We're also very much focused, as we've been all along, on trying to make sure that this conflict doesn't spread, that it doesn't escalate in other places.
One person is still missing. 5 people died in a landslide in Alaska. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is slowing steadily, but it's too early to declare victory or to discuss when the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates. This is AP News. The Biden administration has proposed new rules that could make it harder for people with electric vehicles to get a full tax credit. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
According to plans outlined by the government, electric vehicle buyers would not be eligible for the full $7,500 EV tax credit if their cars contain battery or other parts made from China or other countries that are considered hostile to the U.S. That could put a dent in consumers transitioning away from gas-powered vehicles into electrics. At a time that President Biden's trying to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of this decade, it's not clear which vehicles would qualify for the full tax credit, but Ford, GM, and other U.S. companies are moving to boost U.S. supplies of batteries and critical minerals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.